From Spark and Anvil and Cube Sensei, this is Chart, in Chapter 1 of the Cube Sensei cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Chart was a round, unhurried tortoise who wore a chunky dojo vest two sizes too big. A little folding map hung from a cord around her neck, creased soft from being opened 1,000 times. Where the other cubers were a blur of clacking hands, Chart was famous for the opposite. Before every solve, she went completely still. She held the scrambled cube up close, turned it slowly in her stubby fingers, and stared. 15 seconds, she'd murmur. Before the timer, you get 15 free seconds. Most cubers waste them being nervous. That was Chart's craft. It was called inspection, the quiet planning window every speed cuber gets before the solve begins. She didn't touch the cube during those seconds. She read it. She traced the whole first stretch of the solve in her head, the way you might trace a route on a map before a long walk.
Chart hadn't always been patient. When she was small, she'd been the jumpiest cuber in the whole dojo, all grabby hands and no plan. She lost every race by tangling herself into knots she couldn't see coming. One evening, an old cubing coach set a single stone on the table in front of her. "Don't touch it," he said. "Just look. Tell me three things about it before you pick it up." Chart wanted to snatch it immediately. Her fingers actually twitched. But she made herself wait and look. And slowly, the stone stopped being a blur and started being a thing she understood. She noticed a chip on one edge, a speck of moss, which way it would roll. "That," said the coach, "is the whole secret. Your eyes are faster than your hands. Let them go first."
When Chart came to the academy, the other cast members ran on speed. Layer built bottom up, Cross laid the road, Look kept his eyes a step ahead of his flying hands. Chart moved like a slow tide beside all that motion, and at first, the young cubers didn't understand what she was even for. Then they watched her solve. 15 seconds of perfect stillness, and then hands that never once stopped or searched, because she already knew exactly where the whole first stretch was going. No fumbling, no frozen paws hunting for the cross. She had walked the road in her head before she took a single step on it. "I'm not slow," Chart said when a cuber asked. "I'm just early."
A young cub named Tom groaned and slammed his cube down. He was quick, quicker than Chart, hand for hand, but he kept detonating halfway through. He'd grab the cube the instant the timer let him and dive, and three moves in, he'd realize his white cross pieces were scattered where he couldn't reach them. "You're diving," Chart said gently. "Floating. Well, trundling. Over." "Diving's faster," Tom shot back. "If I stop and stare like you, I lose time." "Try it my way once," said Chart. "One solve. Before you touch the cube, find all four cross pieces with your eyes only. Just find them. Don't move anything." Tom rolled his eyes, but tried. It felt awful. His hands hovered, aching to grab. His eyes kept sliding off the cube because they weren't used to just looking. 15 seconds crawled by like an hour. "This is torture," he muttered. "It's supposed to feel like that at first," Chart said. "Rushing feels safe. Waiting feels like falling. Your hands think stopping is the same as losing." She topped the little map at her neck. "But you can't drive a road you haven't found yet." Tom tried again and again. He found one cross piece with his eyes, then two, then on the ninth try, all four, holding them in his head like four dots on a map. When the timer started, his hands moved, and for the first time, didn't stop. No frantic hunting, the cross came together in one smooth breath, because he already knew where every piece lived. He blinked at his time, then he looked up, a little stunned. "I didn't pause once." "You paused," Chart said, smiling. "You just did all your pausing before the clock started, where it's free."
Later, when the dojo had gone quiet, Tom sat turning the cube over slowly in his hands, the way he'd seen Chart do it. Not solving, just looking.
it felt different than it used to. The old jumpy itch to grab and go was still there, a little, but under it was something new and unfamiliar and surprisingly good, the calm of already knowing the way. His shoulders had come down from around his ears without his noticing. For the first time, the 15 seconds before a solve didn't feel like a countdown he was losing. It felt like standing at the top of a hill he'd already walked in his mind. Steady, unhurried, ready.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chart. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.